No problems, Alex. I think it's Molino, is it?
I practiced it off air and I still meant my tongue got caught. I gave it a go and it just wasn't good enough. Thanks for joining us. So do we have like a good understanding of how mobile phones have affected students?
No. In terms of academic research, there's no clear-cut research which shows that there's a kind of sustainable impact or causal effect. But we do know from kind of observing classrooms how they're used, and they're used in a really kind of messy, complicated way. There are some good sides, some bad sides, but there's no kind of specific evidence saying, yes, mobile phones cause cyberbullying or mobile phones cause distraction. You can't really kind of do that kind of research.
Mm. Are there any other parts of the world that have done the research and have enacted a similar ban?
Well, there's different parts of the world that have enacted. So the UK have talked to serious schools and the UK have actually kind of inserted bans. But in terms of governments, France have banned mobile phones from last year, the age of 15, I think, not to Victoria of talking about all the way to year 12. And also New York City had a ban for nearly 10 years and they lifted it in 2015. So it's actually really interesting to think about why New York City tried and then stopped before we start doing the same here.
Do you think that mobile phones could possibly have an educational use?
Oh, no, absolutely. We know that they do. And there's kind of 15 years of research showing how educational purposes and mobile phones go hand in hand. 10 years ago, people were getting really excited about how mobile phones could transform teaching and learning. So it's really funny that the conversation's flipped. But there's heaps of educational uses for these phones. And actually, a lot of kids and teachers rely on their phones to organize their daily school lives. They interact with their school management systems through apps. They use all sorts of stuff on their phones. Phones are like kind of very powerful computers. So phones are being used all the time for learning.
So in light of that, why has there been this push from Victoria to ban mobile phones in the classroom?
It's in the air. We did a nationwide survey at the beginning of this year, and we found 79% of the public supported a ban. So the politicians are kind of, in some ways, looking for an easy win here. It's a popular thing to do amongst parents and adults in general. And there are concerns about distraction and cyberbullying, and these are big issues. In some ways, banning phones is an easy way to be seen to be solving these issues. I don't think they will solve the issues, but I can see why people are trying to do something, but I just think a blanket ban is probably the wrong thing.
Because, I mean, the whole point of school is essentially to prepare a kid for going out into real life. And it's not like you have a ban on your phone when you jump out into real life. I know personally I would have much preferred that my teacher taught me how to cope with such a bad distraction right next to me while I'm trying to do some work. How do you think that we can kind of productively get around this then?
No, you're absolutely right. So I would argue if we want to support young people to make appropriate use of phones or, you know, interesting, imaginative use of phones, school is a great place to do it. School is a place where you can actually be supported to kind of, you know, learn about how to be respectful to people and not bully them through their phone. So schools are great places for this. And for the last 10, 15 years, we've been running digital literacy courses, cyberbullying courses, e-safety courses. There's all sorts of lessons and courses that have been taking place in schools to teach young people about how to explore digital devices, how to make use of digital devices. So we can do this stuff. The trouble is that these sorts of lessons are really tricky to do. They're resource intensive. So the easy option is to say we're going to ban them. But I agree with you. I think it's much better to try and work with young people, talk with young people, and use schools as a place to actually explore how digital devices could be used for good.
Yeah, like laptops, for example. I know that, you know, they've been an incredible introduction into the classroom and they've really, you know, we have laptops and pieces of technology all over us nowadays. Quite literally, we have technology all over us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when we look at classroom use of technology, we'll see classes with laptops and iPads, and then kids will be second or third screening. They'll have their phones open doing other stuff. Now, sometimes they will be on social media checking their likes and mentions, but often they'll also be looking up information, all sorts of things you can do. So that's just the way we work these days. So multitasking is not necessarily a bad thing. If it slips into complete distraction, then it's an issue. But the way to kind of work with that is to, as you say, use the devices, get people to work out how to use them appropriately. And then I think it can be good. I'm not against restricting the use of mobile phones in schools, but I think taking them out of the classroom completely, you lose that opportunity to make use of them.
Absolutely. And do you think that other states could follow suit with this?
I bet you any amount of money they will.
I do need some money, so.
Well, no. There you are. I'll bet you 50 cents. I think the federal minister is pushing for a nationwide ban, and as I understand it, they're meeting tomorrow with the heads of state of education to push for this. politicians, Labor in South Australia have said they would do it. New South Wales have already got a primary school ban. So I bet you it's in the air, and as soon as something becomes popular, I imagine most states will do it. I wish they wouldn't, but I think they will.
We'll keep an eye on this space and then another eye on our mobile phone. Neil, thank you so much for catching up with us.
No worries. Thanks very much.